Ai, kia ora rā, e te iwi, e te hapu, e ngā whānau, maha hurino i te tai tukerau, hakarongo tonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko o te ika, i watakau māwhitu, irātahi te iariri. Ai, ko te kai korero e whai ake nei ko Jan Logie, kai tōranga pū mo te pāti kākāriki, me te māngai mo ngā take tamariki, no reira me tāre ake tātou, ki aia, tēnā koe, Jan.
Tēnā koe. Ko Jan Logie ho, I'm the Green Party spokesperson for children and te tiriti. And live in Porirua.
Ai, ngam hi atu kia koe he whai wā ki te koro kia hau. Thank you again for taking the time out to join me up here in Kaitaia on our radio station, Te Reo Irirangi o Te Hiko Te Ika. Just having a little bit of a koro about the latest media release from the Green Party in regards to Taihua mō ngā, mō tērā pire oranga tamariki holding back at the moment on the latest bill about to go into Parliament. Can you give us a little bit more of a kōrero about their time to Taihua?
Aye. So where last night the government had the second reading of a piece of legislation that provides, it's supposed to provide for oversight of oranga tamariki and makes changes to our Children's Commission. And we, along with almost everybody who submitted on the bill, the forum, the Royal Commission forum, and academics from the Auckland University, Aotearoa, Indigenous Law, Indigenous Peoples and the Law Centre, and many others are all calling on the government to stop progress on this bill because it's in breach of Te Tiriti in terms of the substance of it, but also in the process that they've used. And, like, you know, it was only last year that we got the Waitangi Tribunal ruling that clearly, clearly called the Crown out on the I'm paraphrasing, it's not their wording, but using child protection as a tool of colonisation that has caused and is continuing to cause profound harm, and told the government that they needed to stop Crown intrusion on the tino rangatiratanga of kāinga. And here we are, a year later, with legislation actually extends that intrusion and has not shown any degree of partnership with Māori in the development of the legislation. So we are deeply disappointed and frankly quite angry about it.
And in saying that, so there is the opposition to this bill. So what is the next step? Where does the action take us from now? You said there are many who have also opposed it. So what are the plans from here?
So the plans are where, and so it's great to be talking about this. We need more people to be raising their voices and telling the government to stop. So far, Labor just aren't listening. But you know, we've just got to keep raising that point until it's done. And the Greens will do what we can to add weight to those voices as well as adding our voice to it. And we'll look at making amendments in the select committee phase to try and improve the bill. But even improving it, like that's us being responsible parliamentarians who do our best, but it's not going to resolve the issues of the government having lost trust with the key people they need to have trust from for this to work. They have to have and build relationship with Māori. They have to build relationship with our young people who are in care and our survivors of abuse. And that is not going to happen if this piece of legislation goes through.
And for many of our listeners, they may have an overview of what has been going on in regards to this bill and also Oranga Tamariki. Are you able to share a little bit more about the safety of the tamariki? Because this is talking about not so much being in order with Te Tiriti or UNDRIP, as we like to say, which is also the United Nations Declaration on Rights of Independence of Indigenous People.
And so the very helpful report, Time to Tai Hoa, by the Aotearoa Indigenous Peoples in the Law Centre, said that like the bill is, it fails to recognise Māori tino rangatiratanga over kāinga, which includes the right to oversee and monitor any care and protection system, and that it gives a government agency the power to decide who will be on their Māori advisory group. You know, that's not upholding tino rangatiratanga. That's Crown incursion. And it gives them the responsibility for the Crown's consultation and engagement with Māori, which, again, is another abdication of responsibility. And it fails to ensure that the monitor's independent of government. In fact, it removes it from being independent of government within the Children's Commission at the moment and brings it into government. So that's less independence. And we know that, like, 67% of tamariki in supposed care are tamariki tete rangatahi Māori, and that 76%, like that's three quarters of the kids who are harmed and hurt in care, are Māori. Like, this is no time to be continuing on thinking government knows best. This is the time for a radical reform and restoration of power in tino rangatiratanga to Māori.
And so we keep talking about the Labour Party also. Who in particular holds their portfolio at the moment, and what kind of response has been from what the Green Party have been pushing?
So the minister who's responsible for the legislation is Carmel Cipollone. We've had public comment on the bill from Mr. Cipollone and Minister Davis. Deeply disappointingly, Minister Davis described the opposition to the bill as noise and wasn't taken seriously. All we've heard so far, and we've had many engagements with the Minister's office around this, is them and the Minister in the House again last night saying people don't understand, like, the monitor's going to be independent, there's protections for that, ignoring the fact that the Children's Commission or something led by Māori would actually be independent of government and not just independent of Oranga Tamariki. And what they're setting up is within government, so it's less independent. We totally get, and they're saying that there were 22 hui across the country and that there was consultation, you know, consultation, and we note the difference between consultation and partnership, but they don't seem to get that. But they were, you know, they're leaning in on this consultation. That consultation was in 2019, before the Waitangi Tribunal report, before the Children's Commission's investigations, before the whānau ora led investigations into Oranga Tamariki. A lot of information has been available to us since that consultation. And even then, if you put that aside and if that hadn't happened, when I asked Waikato Tainui, when they were submitting on the bill, whether they'd been had engagement as treaty partner in the development of this, they said, oh, well, we did go to these hui, acknowledged that, but that they didn't believe the bill and the government's proposal bore any resemblance to what was being discussed at that time. Mm. So, like, just messed up.
And that is a pattern of the government for many years now, calling it consultation, and on part of their consultation is mainly a delivery of content, and whether it was agreed on or not. This is an issue that has been discussed on radio over the recent month as well. However, any final kōrero on this, Take Jan, so that our listeners up here in Te Tai Tukiro may have a little bit more of a better understanding on what is currently going on and what happened last night in regards to the bill?
Yeah, So I will explain some of the basics of what's in the bill, kind of try and do it clearly, because somebody told me today that all they've heard is that we oppose, and they're not sure what's actually happening. So I'll do my best to explain it. So that at the moment, the Children's Commissioner has responsibility for monitoring around the well-being of our children, and specifically and investigations and advocacy. And I think we've heard pretty strong support from across our communities for how they've done that job in recent times, in acknowledgement that they haven't been able to do that job as well as they wanted because they didn't have the resources to do it properly. And the previous Children's Commissioner apologised in the Royal Commission to Tamariki for that inability to do that and acknowledge the resourcing as a key reason for that. So that's how things have been. But there's, you know, there's been a really strong voice calling for fundamental reform of Oranga Tamariki. And now though their ability to monitor and investigate concerns for children anywhere in our system, but particularly around Oranga Tamariki, is being taken away from them. They will no longer be able to do those things. They'll only be able to provide advocacy. And so what was independent monitoring will now move into a government agency inside government. It'll sit alongside ERO. And they will also, in their... they're being set up that one of their jobs as a supposed monitor is to build public trust and confidence in Oranga Tamariki, which does not speak of independence or strong advocacy for our children at all. And at the moment, the Children's Commissioner and the Ombudsman can investigate specific concerns and cases. Now it will only be the Ombudsman that can investigate cases. People and whānau would be able to go to the Children's Commissioner or the Monitor or the Ombudsman with concerns, but then they'll have to rely on those staff within those different agencies to be getting on well enough with each other and to have good systems in place to refer any complaints to the Ombudsman's office, who has to now build up capacity to be able to work with whānau and to be able to work with children, because they haven't had that expertise that's all been held in the Children's Commission. And that's a lot of room for things to go wrong. And the monitor, if when they're going into residences or talking to agencies or children, they find concerns of abuse, they have no ability to investigate that and no requirement to report that. It's all just kind of based on expect people to pass on this information. And to be honest, when we know that we have ongoing levels of abuse, that's really scary.
This is a massive take of its own. We could have a discussion about this all day. However, no further questions for myself or any queries, but you did mention seeking further support. Any final kōrero to our listeners up here in Te Tai Tukero and Te Hiko Tika, and maybe how they could potentially help this kaupapa?
Yeah, I really would encourage people to contact their Labour MPs and let them know that they're concerned, that they want that monitoring to be independent, that they really believe and are and you can look online for Time to Taihō plus Auckland University. If you search for that on your computer, you get a really good outline of where this fails in terms of UNDRIP and Te Tiriti. And people might want to use that in their discussions with the government because, you know, there's an obligation on the Crown that is has implications for the survival of our kids and our whānau, and they need to do better.
Ngā mihi anō ki a koe mō wene o ngā kōrero i whāriki hea e pāna ki tēnei take tamariki. Ki mua i te aroaro i tēnei wā, o hoi no tāku ki a koe i tēnei wā e Jan, kia matāra, kia ora.
Kia ora.
Ai, ko Jen Logie tērā, tā kai tōranga pū mō te pāti kākāriki, koia rā te māngai mō ngā take tamariki, hoi no koia rā te tino kaupapa I tēnei wā, ko tērā pire o oranga tamariki, I roto I te whare pāre mata, e kore rā tau I whakai ki tēnei pire, mō te maha o ngā take e pāna ki tērā tūmomo tūre hoki nō reira. Mautoni mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko o te ika, iwa te kou māwhitu iratahi te iarere.